is Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Some schools are teaming up to help kids in need. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports the program is part of the Super Bowl legacy objective.
Super Kids, Super Sharing is a successful program implemented by Super Bowl host committees for the past 12 years. The goal is to put books, sports equipment, and school supplies into the hands of local children who might not have access to such items. Over 15 Indianapolis area schools are already involved in the project, and there's still time for others to join the effort. Students can get involved before the big game by recycling items they no longer need. The program is part of the NFL Environmental Initiative. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
It's expected about $200,000 was raised at the annual Indianapolis Start with Art Luncheon Thursday, the kickoff of the fall art season. Arts author Peter Kageyama was the keynote speaker, saying a growing arts community impacts perceptions about any city.
It's not necessarily paved roads. It's not necessarily police and fire service. I mean, all those things are necessary. But it's not. That's not really why you love and why you live in a city, because of those kinds of things. It's for that the things that have an emotional connection. And art and culture have an incredibly important role in playing that.
The luncheon is the sole fundraiser sponsored by the Arts Council of Indianapolis. A longtime school board member is entering the Republican race for the Northern Indiana congressional seat that Democrat Joe Donnelly is giving up to run for U.S. Senate. LaPorte home builder and developer Mitch Fikes becomes the second candidate for the Republican nomination in the 2nd District, joining former State Representative Jackie Walarski, who lost a close challenge to Donnelly last year. An Indianapolis woman is facing tougher charges in a golf cart crash following the death of one of her passengers. Prosecutors recently boosted 31-year-old Carrie Preston's charges from Class D to Class C felonies. The charges were elevated after 34-year-old Travis Lyles died July 16th, 6 days after suffering a head injury when Preston crashed a golf cart carrying three passengers as she drove down a steep hill at a southern Indiana campground. Preston faces charges of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, resulting in serious injury, and leaving the scene of an accident. A murder suspect's relatives became so outraged by a court ruling, the noise forced a judge in a nearby courtroom to declare a mistrial in a different criminal case. Relatives of 20-year-old Andre Washington created a scene Thursday after an Allen County judge rejected a defense request to dismiss charges against Washington. He faces charges in the fatal shooting of a pizza delivery man. Washington's case ended in a mistrial Wednesday after errors by prosecutors. His relatives became enraged Thursday when the judge ruled the case would continue with a new trial, and the noise forced a judge next door to declare a mistrial in her case. And there's unsettling news even for homeowners who are able to pay their mortgages. It turns out that illegal or questionable mortgage paperwork is far more widespread than thought, involving possibly tens of thousands of deeds dating to the late 1990s. The practice of shoddy mortgage paperwork includes what's known as robo-signing, documents signed with the same name but signed by dozens of different people without a review of the facts in the paperwork. The Associated Press has found that as county officials review years' worth of mortgage paperwork, they're finding these suspect signatures. The result is that documents are being invalidated by courts, insurers are hesitant to write policies, and judges are blocking banks from foreclosing on homes because there's no proof as to who owns the home or whether the bank has the right to sell it. The state's community college is planning to expand its worker training options. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
Ivy Tech Community College says it plans to launch an initiative to help companies looking to provide more employee training. The Ivy Tech Corporate College will focus on certifications and skills improvement courses. Many business leaders who responded to a recent survey by Ivy Tech have stated those areas are essential to their company's sustainability and profitability. Conexus Indiana and Harrison College believe their newly launched logistics program will help address workforce training issues. The associate's degree program gives students an option of pursuing the degree online or at Harrison's downtown Indianapolis campus. In an interview set to air this weekend on Inside Indiana Business Television, Conexus Indiana Vice President of Workforce Education Claudia Cummings says logistics companies are having trouble finding properly trained workers to fill hundreds of positions.
Companies, logistics companies in particular, are going through a process right now where they have to hire 10 to hire 2, and they really need to be hiring folks right, the correct people at the right skills at the outset.
Cummings believes the new degree should help bridge the skill gap. Indiana should establish a neutral entity to help families navigate school choice options. That's according to a report from the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy at Indiana University. The center says that neutral agency would help eliminate discrimination as schools consider applications. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A new report reveals some good news for farmers. More from Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
The United States Department of Agriculture says farmers can expect a record-high income total from the 2011 crop. Purdue Extension agricultural economist Chris Hertz says the biggest drivers of the increase are higher demand for corn because of ethanol production and soybean exports to China. The current record for farm income in Indiana is $3.2 billion statewide in 2008. Hertz says some rough estimates suggest the state could come close to the $4 billion mark this year. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Carmel-based Fanfare Tickets says it has signed a multi-year agreement to be the secondary ticket provider for Indiana University Athletics. The company will be offering football and basketball tickets at its offices and throughout its website starting this season. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather. It's a no-zone action day today. We've got a heat advisory in effect from noon until 7. Sunny with a high near 100. Tonight, mostly clear, low 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 94. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, high 81. And Monday, mostly sunny, 74. Right now, it's mostly sunny, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks. It's 8:38 now. The Colts beat Cincinnati 17-13 last night. Kerry Collins got the start, played most of the first half, finished 5 out of 10.